gratitude, appreciation, giving thanks. No matter what word you use, it all means the same thing. Happy. We're supposed to be happy, grateful, for friends, family, happy to just be alive.
Hey.
Whether we like it or not.
What do you think you're doing?
Answering the door.
You're going to the hospital?
Yes,
Meredith,
but
everyone is supposed to be in the kitchen by 9 a.m. to help me make dinner. It's Thanksgiving.
I'm really not in the mood.
But it's like a family...
Doorbell.
This where Georgie lives?
Georgie.
O'Malley. Where is he, upstairs?
Oh, George. Yeah.
O'Malley! O'Malley! O'Malley!
Should I call the police?
O'Malley!
Meredith, I'm serious. You need to be back here for dinner at
6.
I mean it.
5, 4, 3.
O'Malley! Happy Thanksgiving! Hey, you. I saw you from the window. Looks like you could use a wake-up call.
I thought you moved to a hotel closer to the hospital. You still at the inn at Bainbridge?
Yeah. It happens with variables.
Oh, and you know, with the mocking.
So, I was thinking that we could have sex tonight. Look, I know we're both gonna feel weird about it. And it's the first time
since Mark
and Meredith. I have the day off. Do you have the day off?
Set by the hospital. I have patients I need to check on. If you have the day off, what are you doing here?
Thinking we could have sex tonight? Come on, I made a reservation at noon. I figure we can do the Thanksgiving thing, you know, and then... I don't know, just rip the stitches. Get it over with.
No anesthesia.
Right. What do you think?
Med school. I spent Thanksgiving studying for exams, eating really bad Chinese food for turkey.
Yeah, I see the games you can't even think about cooking.
We never had to schedule sex. Not once.
Derek, I want to get through this. I do. I want things to be normal again, like it used to be. Can you meet me at noon?
Yeah, okay, I'll see you.
Greg, we're working with a temp attending today, Dr. Kent. He's subbing in for Mercy West. We need to get him oriented. And thank you for volunteering to come in. Save me from having to choose an intern to torture.
Happy to be tortured.
Not a fan of Thanksgiving?
Not a whole hell of a lot to be thankful for.
I like Thanksgiving. Today people spend with their families. Too much family time triggers depression, repressed childhood rage, bitter disputes over the remote, and way too much alcohol. People get stupid, people get violent, people get hurt.
And that's a good thing because
surgeries, Greg. Lots and lots of surgeries. I never thought of that. The stupidity of the human race, Greg. Be thankful for that.
You're supposed to be at home.
So are you.
Best maze procedure I've ever done. Under an hour. I thought you had the day off.
I did. I do. I'm leaving. I simply like to start my day cutting. It gives me a rush.
Yeah, admit it. You can't function 10 feet away from the hospital.
I notice you're both here.
Well, I'm here for an hour.
I'm on my way home.
Say it like you mean it.
I know how to have a life outside this hospital.
Yeah. Damn right you do.
Dr. Kent?
Yes?
I'm the surgical resident assisting you today. I know you're subbing in for Mercy West, so if there's anything I can do
Look,
to help
I'm here for one day. I don't need my ass kissed. All I need is to tell you what to do, and you do it. And I don't like mistakes.
I don't make mistakes.
Whatever. There's only one resident I want in my OR. The guy they call the Nazi. Do you know him?
The Nazi?
He gets great word of mouth, stellar rep, balls the size of Texas.
Zappy. Sounds like an impressively talented man, this Nazi.
Do you know him or not?
Never heard of him.
But I'll be sure to keep an eye out.
For now, you can work on smaller cases. A guy just came into Curtain 3. Page me if you get confused.
I'll be sure to do that.
Like I said, the stupidity of the human race.
Hurry up, Georgie. There's a turkey out there with your name on it, huh?
Whoa, hey! Hey, where are you going? Hey! Where are you going?
Every year, my father, my brothers, and I hunt, shoot, and kill a helpless, slow-moving turkey. Isn't that great?
Oh, hey!
Okay, but what about dinner?
We'll have him back as soon as he kills his first bird.
All right, this is the year Georgie becomes a man, right, Georgie?
Hey, George!
Okay, wait, I can't make dinner by myself. Who's going to help me?
Who's going to help me?
Old McKee brought in from Mayfield Nursing Home.
Mayfield? He's in the garden?
Garden.
Vegetable.
Yeah, his chart says he fell into a persistent vegetative state 16 years ago.
He was a firefighter, injured by falling debris in the line of duty.
What brings him here today?
Fell from his bed while being turned by the orderlies. Insurance says he has to be checked out.
Temporal parietal scalp blast with associated hematoma.
What's your plan?
Irrigate and explore the wound. Repair the lass. He'll need a CT to rule out intracerebral hemorrhage, contusion, or cerebral edema.
Go to it. Anybody ask? I'm off looking for the Nazi. Hey. It's just me and you.
I'd give anything for your kind of serenity. Great. Now I'm jealous of vegetables. It just looks so peaceful. Ah!
Dr. Bailey.
This guy's got third degree burns over half his body. Tried to deep fry a turkey. Of course, he got drunk first. Gonna be good, you want in?
My PBS case, he opened his eyes, and I think he was looking at me.
He wasn't looking at you.
No, he was.
Anything good?
Nothing you want to waste time on. There are 13 patients that need sutures.
She's the intern. She can do the sutures.
Actually, she's on her way to CT with a VIP patient on orders from the Nazi.
Tell him I'm looking for him.
Okay. The burn unit is waiting for him. I'll meet in the OR. Gray, get a CT, have neuro consult. But trust me, he wasn't looking at you.
Don't mention Shepard or Montgomery Shepard. Or the fact that Shepard is with Montgomery Shepard. Okay. Or anything having to do with syphilis.
I've been in a social situation before.
Yeah, well, not with me.
Well, why are we here?
Just be nice or something. It's 10:30. You're late. I've had to try to do all the... Oh, hi, Dr. Burke. Hello. Oh.
What was I supposed to do? Blow off my boyfriend for Thanksgiving? He wouldn't blow. He's got something sticky that won't blow off.
Okay, he's gonna ruin Thanksgiving. What am I supposed to talk to Dr. Burke about?
People who are shocked when I show up uninvited to their homes call me Preston.
Nobody calls you Preston.
You don't call me Preston. Nice house.
Yeah. Izzy, why is it so quiet in here? Meredith went to the hospital and George is off shooting things with his family. So it's just me, you, and Preston. And Alex, when he shows up.
Oh, great.
Hey, Alex, it's me. Where are you? Excellent. Okay, call me back.
Is something burning?
Oh, God, yes.
Hey, Chief.
I'm on my way home.
Yeah, me too.
I was supposed to meet Addison 20 minutes ago.
Doc Shepard, you're leaving?
I'm also going home.
Then go home.
Adele's sister's in town. I hate that woman.
The OR board needs to be checked one more time.
It does, doesn't it? Excuse me.
I didn't think you'd be here today.
Yeah, well, I need a neuro consult. Holden McKee, PVS, 16 years.
Well, there's no bleed, there's no mass, no fracture. He can be discharged.
Well, he opened his eyes when I was examining him. He opened his eyes.
Yeah, that's normal. Certain reflexes are preserved. There's arousal but no awareness.
But he was looking at me.
He wasn't looking at you.
He was.
The CT report says he wasn't.
Do you want to argue with what I know I saw?
No, Meredith. I don't want to argue with you anymore. I gotta go all night. He was looking at you. So,
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Me and you in this weird limbo. It's gonna go on forever, isn't it?
I hope not, but I think so.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I moved Holt into a room on 4, so.
You lead off, Paul.
Okay. 65 GTO. This is 7 Bel Air convertible, 2-door. The GT500. That was a car.
Sure was.
Georgie, pick a car. Come on.
Did you realize you can buy a turkey? Hit the market? There are hundreds of them, you know, all wrapped and ready to go. No ammo required.
You'll be the one to shoot the turkey today. I can feel it.
See, that's the thing. I don't want to shoot the turkey.
You say that every year.
Well, and every year I don't shoot the turkey.
What is that?
It's supposed to be my marinade. Alex, me again. I was just wondering where you're at.
You've never made a Thanksgiving dinner before.
You can't cook? Izzy? Well, I'm a baker. I bake, but I've seen my grandmother cook a million times.
Okay, that's it. If there's no food, I'm going home.
Christina, I have this. What are you using as a reference text?
The Joy of Cooking. I also printed up some recipes from the internet, but they all seem to contradict one another. And I can't figure out which side of the turkey is the top and which is the bottom.
Okay. I'm going to need a basting brush, a bowl, a clove of garlic, and do you have any fennel?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get this turkey up and running, Stevens. Garlic.
I'm going to need liquor. Lots and lots of liquor.
There's no sustained visual pursuit.
You know, you might have just seen him respond to some sort of external stimuli. He wasn't looking at you, I'm sorry.
I was sure he was. Look, he just did it again.
Mr. McKee, can you follow the light?
Can you hold up 2 fingers?
Okay, well, I know you're late for something, so...
Keep talking.
What?
Walk over here.
What?
Just keep walking. Talk.
Holden, can you hear me? Holden?
It's you. He's tracking you. He's following your voice.
Well, that's why there's no mention of brain atrophy in the CT report. Because there isn't any.
None. He's been PVS for 16 years.
He's not PVS. He's minimally conscious.
He's minimally conscious and no one noticed?
Yeah, had he been in a state-of-the-art neuro facility, they would have tested him, but he was in a regular nursing home, so they just...
missed it.
Mm.
He's been frozen, sleeping for 16 years, and they missed it. That sucks.
There's one thing to be thankful for.
What?
We might be able to wake him up.
Alex, it's Izzy. If you're not coming, you could at least have the decency to call and tell me.
I'm in hell.
I'm the one in hell. Work's going all Iron Chef in your kitchen. Get your ass back here and save me.
I'm in the woods with shotguns and liquor and car talk. It's like deliverance out here.
Come on, let's break. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, at least you've got a liquor. You just married to keep the booze.
I don't think she has any.
How is that possible? She's a wasp. Liquor is like oxygen to a wasp.
Which is why we're out of liquor. Listen, can you come and get me?
Okay, how am I supposed to get through the holidays without liquor, George?
Just come and get me.
Hello?
You can't have it, dude!
Selfish. Derek, it's me. Where are you?
Which one do you think she is?
Holden's wife?
Yeah.
It's her.
How do you know?
Mrs. McKee? It's Mrs. Leonard now.
What do you mean, wake him up?
Well, over the years, your husband's brain has been slowly trying to heal itself. Now, we've given him a course of amphetamine that should give his brain the push it needs to find consciousness.
When? How long does it take?
If we're right, your father will be awake in a few hours.
Is he going to realize what happened?
Most patients in this situation have no idea how much time has passed.
Oh, my God.
What did we say?
I know this is a difficult situation.
I just got married. We're having a baby in December. Kobe turned 17 on Thursday. Difficult. This is unimaginable.
Mrs. Lerner, perhaps you should...
I can't be here when he wakes up. He can't see me like this or Kobe. Kobe, baby, we're leaving. We'll be in the car. Holden is going to wake up and find out that we didn't wait for him. He's a good person. How could you do this to him?
You should get her back.
I'll try. But I don't know. Took her a long time to move on.
We did the right thing. Medically, Holden's our patient, and we treated him.
I'm sure he'll thank us later.
Meredith.
Did you see that kid's face? Holden is a complete stranger to him.
His cases like this are just...
Not cases like this. This one case. You don't get it. You have a life. You go to sleep, and you wake up, and that life doesn't exist anymore? That man has no one. Everyone's moved on. Except for him. It's not an easy thing.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing up here? Get down to the pit. We're backed up.
No can do, sir. The Nazi has me on this surgery.
We've got a line out the door for sutures. Everybody's an amateur chef until they get a knife in their hands.
Knives can be tricky. You a wife? Know you're working today?
I'm going home. I just wanted to watch a little bit.
Well, don't stay here too long. Could end up like him. Wife stabbed him. Said she didn't like the way he was carving the turkey.
Ouch.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Joe, thank God.
Hey, this is my boyfriend, Walter.
Whatever. Tell me you brought liquor.
I brought pie, pumpkin.
You're a bartender.
Did you bring scalpels?
Come on, pick a car.
I don't want to pick a car.
I don't give a jack about cars. I know plenty, I just don't want to pick one.
Georgie's just tired. They working you too hard at the hospital? You know, he works 48-hour shifts.
48 hours and you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Like, what do you do?
You know, medical stuff.
Come on.
Yeah, I can get it.
Don't make your brothers jealous. Tell them what it's like to be a big-time surgeon.
Come on. Okay, last night, this is pretty cool. I had this truncal vagotomy, and we inflated this...
Well, what do you mean?
I helped a surgeon. Anyway, inflated this guy's abdomen with carbon.
You're the surgeon.
I'm a surgical intern. The resident or the attending, they perform the surgery.
Well, so you don't actually cut anybody open? I mean, by yourself?
No.
Do you hand the surgeon stuff that he needs?
What?
That's a scrub nurse. Oh, Georgie does that thing with the gas that puts the patient to sleep, right?
That's anesthesiologist.
Well, what, do you, like, take the patient to surgery, or...
Orderly? No, like, the point of being an intern is that you're learning. We watch the surgeries, and the attending asks us questions, and we have to answer them. It's not easy. I have to be on top of my game 100% of the time. It's incredibly difficult.
So you don't actually do anything?
Yes, I do.
You just stand there.
No!
And watch the real doctors work.
I am a real doctor.
No, you said you just stand there. You said you don't do anything.
No, I didn't. No, you said I didn't do anything.
Real doctors save lives, Georgie. I mean, if you're just standing there.
Oh, for God's sake!
What?
I won't go home.
Just as soon as you shoot your turkey.
What are you doing here?
Waiting for my patient to wake up.
Why aren't you at the Thanksgiving?
Why aren't you at Thanksgiving? You make it too hard, you make it too hard, you make it too hard. What?
I tell you something, you tell me something.
Okay. I feel like one of those people who's so freaking miserable they can't be around normal people. Like I'll infect the happy people. Like I'm some miserable, diseased, dirty ex-mistress. Your turn.
I failed the medical boards. If I tell Izzy she'll be nice about it, all supportive and optimistic, she might as well rip my nads off and turn them into earrings.
Alex, you should go to Thanksgiving. I mean, don't tell her if you don't want to. But you should go. Otherwise, you're just me.
A miserable disease, dirty ex-mistress. I feel better already.
Hey.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Hello? Is somebody there? Somebody.
Yes. Somebody's here.
Mr. McKay, your muscles have suffered deterioration and your joints will be painful for a while, which is to be expected. Now, the fact that your communication skills are still intact is remarkable.
Did you reach my wife yet?
Yeah.
Is she coming? I mean, have you told her or do you wait until she gets here, because this is gonna quite a shock. How long have I been out? A year? Excuse us. Well, you tell me, please. You found me. You tell me.
I'm only an intern. I've never really done this before.
Me either. You'll do it quickly. Rip off the bandage.
No anesthesia.
Exactly.
I'll be right outside if you need me.
Truth time.
Truth time.
How bad is this truth gonna be?
It's bad, Holden.
You have to cut the celery into finer pieces, Stevens.
Like that?
It'll do. Put them in with the onions. Now, what should you be concerned about? The turkey, Stevens. I expect you to know that.
Right. I need to check the turkey to make sure it's cooking at the correct temperature.
And how do we do that?
Meat thermometer.
$10 says she dries up the turkey.
$20 says she pulls it off.
$75 says I don't care.
Okay, Stevens, let's see what you can do. Right. More pressure.
Turkey has a tough shell, dig in.
I'm in.
Yeah, she got it in.
Yeah, not bad. All you have to do now is get the thermometer deep enough for the bird to get a temp. But be careful not to...
Oh,
you hit the bone. The pan is filling with juice and you're losing moisture. What do you do? Think.
I'm out of here.
Hey, what's the problem?
You're operating on a turkey and you're making friends with my friends.
Are you talking to be nice?
You don't be nice. No, I'm just going to go to the store and get some liquor. Can I have a case, please? I'll be back. Dr. Burke?
Suction. Use the base for your suction.
GT500 was a Shelby. He also made the Viper. You know that?
Yes, we do know. Shelby 500's a good car.
Yeah. And the other car he made is...
Jerry, we came out here so I could shoot a turkey. Dad said we're not leaving until I shoot a turkey. I am shooting this turkey. Are you sure you've got it? Oh, there I call turkey.
Don't worry about it. He's not going to do it. He's got a chicken out.
Yahoo!
You got it.
You got it, Georgie.
Let's go home.
What's he like? My son?
No, I didn't really get a chance to speak with him. But he seemed nice. He's tall like you. And he's got your eyes.
That's good.
Holden, we're ready to begin.
What does the MRI do?
Just gives us a better picture of your brain, really. You're one for the books, you know.
That's nice.
If you're ready.
When I went down at that fire, we were going on vacation the next day, taking the baby to see my mom. She was so excited. I tried to call my mom today. But, she's dead now. My mother's been dead for 8 years. I'm ready.
Okay. How's he doing?
As well as we could expect.
It's an epidural hematoma.
Fell out of your bed this morning and hit your temple hard. CT didn't catch it, but the MRI did.
And you can fix it?
Won't be easy. Sometimes it's impossible to find a vessel, and complications can arise. But yes, I can operate.
But so there is a risk?
Very large risk, yes.
And what happens if you don't operate?
Well, the best case scenario is that the bleeding resolves itself. Or it can continue to bleed and cause the brain to swell.
Which means what?
Most likely, without the operation, you'll die.
But the operation could kill me too, right?
They're equal risk both ways.
What do I do? What would you do?
I can't answer this for you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You want the butter to melt, not to boil.
Dr. Burke, how did you learn to cook like this?
My mother owns a restaurant in Alabama.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Does Christina know that?
No, actually she doesn't.
She doesn't ask a lot of personal questions. It's kind of hard to get to know.
Yes, she is. Karev didn't show?
No, he didn't.
Is that okay?
No, it's not.
Do you know that there's absolutely no liquor in this house?
Oh, yeah. Christina went to get some.
Over an hour ago. Where is she?
Right here.
Yes.
Have you seen my husband?
No, I have not.
Do you know where he is?
No, I do not.
He's supposed to meet me hours ago.
Hmm.
I'm not here. Yeah, right.
Levi Johnson? Swallowed a wishbone?
Yes.
Excellent. We'll have to take some films. Maybe you ruptured your esophagus, huh? That means surgery.
Cars loaded. Guys, coolers, come on. Get up, get up, get up. Dad, come on.
Hold on, Georgie. We got a blood you.
Oh, no. No.
There you go. Now you're officially an O'Malley man.
O'Malley!
I left my hat.
O'Malley!
Guy, get in the car.
O'Malley!
O'Malley!
No one gone silly for Georgie.
It's not the best idea, guys. I'm serious. Don't.
Ow!
You shot Dad in the ass. Are you happy now?
Guys, this is the trauma room. What are you doing? Put it down. Dad, I'm going to inject you with something to numb the area.
I'm fine. I don't need anything. It doesn't even hurt that bad.
Dad, you have birdshot embedded in your gluteus maximus. When I start removing it, believe me, it's going to hurt very bad.
Hey, 65 GTO.
That's a V8 tweaker. You don't want that. What you want, the Bel Air.
But it's got to be the two-tone, right?
Nice.
Pick a car, Georgie.
No, thanks. Come on, Georgie, pick a car.
I told you he doesn't know jack about cars.
He doesn't know jack about jack.
Jerry? First you say the GTO. Ronnie Connors with the Bel Air, which never fails to make Dad say the GT500, the Cobra, the Chieftain. Then someone names a German car, which invariably starts the American versus foreign debate that usually ends when one of you brings up the DeVille. And that always, always leads to the unbelievably long discussion on the merits of the 57 Thunderbird. So how about I just jump to the end and name the Thunderbird now, so that once in our lives, we can stop picking cars! And my name is George!
What do you know? Kid came back.
No, he didn't.
Says we have the same eyes.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
He said that he couldn't stay because of the holiday. But he said he'll come back sometime soon.
Good.
He said she's happy that this guy, Hal, is really good for her. She loves him. Decided to go ahead with the surgery. You know, they've moved on. I should too. You know, get this thing out of my head. Let me get on with my life.
Right. I'll tell Dr. Shepherd.
Dr. Gray.
Yeah.
Do you think he really will come back?
I hope so. Joe and Walter have got the table set up in the living room. How's our bird?
He needs a few more hours. Why don't you plan this big dinner if you knew you couldn't cook?
I just like Thanksgiving, Dr. Burke.
Preston.
You just like Thanksgiving.
Doctor-patient confidentiality?
Doctor-patient confidentiality.
Okay. We work 18 hours a day, 6 days a week, 50 weeks a year. We don't really
have any time for our families. We don't have friends that aren't doctors, but we have this one day where we don't have to cut anyone open. One day where we get to be like everybody else. One day to be normal. A day where nobody lives and nobody dies on our watch. It's like a gift. So I just thought we should appreciate it. So, get to the table.
A day without surgery.
Who swallows a wishbone whole?
Dr. Bailey, why are you working on Thanksgiving?
You work the extra shifts and get the extra practice. I'm trying to get in all the practice I can before the baby comes and I have to take time off. My husband isn't thrilled I'm working Thanksgiving, but he isn't a surgeon, so he doesn't get it.
Oh.
You and Dr. Burke?
Yeah.
You would have made a good father.
They said the Nazi was in here.
He was, but he left. He went down to the pit.
Don't ask. Not enough insurance. I gotta cover the floor. What would you have done if you were him? Would you have the surgery?
You would have the surgery.
I would want the future. Or to be asleep again. One or the other. Nothing in between.
I honestly don't know what I'd want.
I know you don't.
If you get a chance, you can scrub in later. I'm going to be at this a while.
Thought you'd forgotten about me.
No. Where are Ronnie and Jerry?
The nurse told them that the cafeteria was open.
Oh.
You didn't have fun today.
Not that. No. No, I didn't have fun.
You hurt your brother's feelings.
Dad!
You did?
They talk to me like I'm stupid. They call me Georgie. They've never treated me like I'm one of them.
George. Jerry is a dry cleaner. Ronnie works in a post office. I drive a truck. You're a surgeon. You're not one of us. I know it, and they know it. You make sure we know it.
Dad?
I'm not blaming you. It makes me proud you're so smart, like I did something right. It's just, We try to include you, but you don't like the stuff that we like. And we don't know how to talk about the stuff you want to talk about. You're not one of us. But damn it, we don't treat you like you're stupid. You treat us like we're stupid. And maybe we are. But we're your family. Give us an inch, Georgie. Every once in a while, pick a call.
I saved a guy's life on an elevator last month. I performed open heart surgery on him right there.
By yourself?
By myself. Just like a real doctor.
I that's something. That's really something.
Beyond bad.
Sorry, Izzy, it's after 8. Gotta get to the bar.
On Thanksgiving?
It's one of our busiest days of the year. People need a safe haven from the bitterness, loneliness, quality family time. I'm their port in the storm. See you later.
Yeah.
Okay. Night, Doc.
Bye, Jill.
Bye, Walter. Thanks for coming. You can leave, too, if you want.
I'm not leaving the table until the hostess does.
They're not coming.
Even so.
Today I committed bird murder, and I was forced to touch my dad's ass. I get extra points for showing up at all.
I brought booze.
You know, today in the waiting room, how did you know Cheryl was Holden's wife?
Waiting rooms are full of people hoping for good news. She was the only one who looked like she'd completely given up.
Yeah.
Do you love her? Means I wasn't wrong about you.
Thanks.
Goodbye, Derek.
Bye,
Mary. Maybe we're not supposed to be happy. Maybe gratitude has nothing to do with joy.
Hey. You going inside?
No, you go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah. Go make her happy.
Yeah.
Maybe being grateful means recognizing what you have for what it is.
A surgical junkie. Go home.
Well, Adele's already mad. I'm in trouble no matter what. And there's a Whipple happening in OR2.
Go home right now.
This kind of treatment is why they call you the Nazi.
Appreciating small victories.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I was nice.
Yeah, I noticed.
You don't ask a lot of personal questions. And you're very hard to get to know.
Yes.
My mother owns a restaurant in Alabama.
I scrubbed in on a foreign body removal this afternoon. A guy swallowed a wishbone whole.
Admiring the struggle it takes simply to be human. You didn't show.
So, about Jenny's bill. And I waited. It was good. Now it's lukewarm and old. Which makes it just like the food we used to have in high school. Derek, are you done? Turning me back? Because I need to know, because if not, I got a special order at Thicker Skin.
Maybe we're thankful for the familiar things we know.
To be honest, you should listen. What do you know?
And maybe we're thankful for the things we'll never know.
Is this seat taken?
Do you work at the hospital?
No.
You're not a brain surgeon or doctor of any kind?
No.
Then the seat isn't taken.
At the end of the day, the fact that we have the courage to still be standing.
Do you want to buy me a drink?
Actually, I do.
Is reason enough to celebrate.
听力网 3w.rrting.com